Welcome to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. We're a welcoming faith community in San Jose, California, grounded in the love of God and committed to living that love in the world. We offer two kinds of episodes each week. First, you'll hear recordings of our Sunday worship services. So whether you're traveling, at home, or exploring our community for the first time, you can join us in worship. Second, we share episodes inspired by our blog, where we reflect on scripture, explore how faith speaks to today's world, and talk about what it means to follow Jesus in daily life. While we work out the technical details of our production process, you'll hear an AI voice reading some of our episodes. We're doing this so we can share content with you right away, and we'll transition to live voices as our setup develops. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here. Welcome back to the New Creation Podcast. Today we're reflecting on what it means to care for God's creation, our shared home, and how faith invites us to live responsibly in it. We recently wrapped up our creation series at New Creation Lutheran Church, and it left us thinking about where we are as a world, as a country, and as a church. The topic of stewardship of the earth feels more urgent than ever. Global warming and climate change continue to stir debate. What used to be a scientific discussion has for many become a political one. But as people of faith, we look at this differently. Our response doesn't depend on politics or popularity. It depends on what Scripture calls us to do. In the book of Genesis, we read, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. From the very beginning, humanity was given a sacred responsibility to care for what God made. That call has never changed. Stewardship of the earth is not a political issue, it's a spiritual one. Being a good steward doesn't mean we have to fix everything. It means we start somewhere. Small acts of care matter. They ripple outward in ways we may never see. So what does being a good steward really look like in our world today? Stewardship goes far beyond how we handle money or personal resources. It means recognizing that everything we have, our time, abilities, relationships, and this planet, belongs to God. For some, stewardship means protecting natural resources, conserving water, reducing waste, or planting trees. For others, it's protecting the environment, lowering pollution, cutting back on fossil fuels, and choosing sustainable energy. At its simplest, stewardship might mean using less and wasting less. It means paying attention to how our choices affect others and the world around us. At New Creation, we've tried to live this out in real, practical ways. Several years ago, we installed solar panels. That project helped reduce our carbon footprint and cut our energy costs. It turned out to be both good for creation and good for our budget. We also made changes around our property. For years, we kept the lawn green and lush, but California's droughts made that harder to justify. So we cut back on watering. The grass isn't as perfect as it once was, but conserving water is part of caring for creation, and it saves money too. Inside the church, we've moved from disposable to reusable communion cups. We recycle paper and try to reduce waste wherever possible. None of these changes are dramatic, but together they reflect a deeper commitment to honor the resources we've been given. The heart of stewardship is balance. God created an intricate world where everything depends on everything else. When one part of that system is overused or neglected, the balance breaks. We've seen this in the world around us: deforestation, polluted water, overfishing, or the strain caused by burning fossil fuels. But the answer isn't always simple. Even clean energy, like solar or wind, has an impact. Mining for materials or manufacturing batteries carries its own cost. That's why stewardship begins with humility. It means we pray for wisdom to see beyond our preferences and to weigh the full picture. Proverbs 3 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. When we stay open to God's guidance, we can find balance between what we use and what we preserve. We may not be able to change the global energy system, but there's a lot we can do right where we are. Think about simple things. Recycling, reusing, and cutting back on disposable products. Turning off lights in empty rooms, fixing leaky faucets, using cloth napkins, and buying local produce when we can. We can plant trees, tend gardens, and support efforts that restore green spaces. And we can share ideas with others adding a recycling bin at church, starting a community cleanup day, or including a green tip in the church bulletin. Each small act matters. When done together, they form habits that shape our community's culture. Sometimes conversations about climate and the environment can feel heavy. They can even stir fear about the future. But our faith gives us hope. In Romans 8, Paul reminds us that creation itself will be set free from decay and share in the freedom of the children of God. That promise means we don't have to despair. Every act of care, every time we choose conservation over convenience, is part of God's renewing work. It's one more step toward healing what has been broken. Caring for the environment is more than responsibility, it's worship. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." When we live with that truth in mind, stewardship becomes a way of saying thank you. We worship through the way we treat what belongs to God. Whether we recycle, conserve, or give up excess, those small decisions express gratitude and respect. They show that we see creation as sacred, not disposable. Individual effort is good, but when we act together, our impact multiplies. Imagine if every congregation in our city made small but steady changes. Solar panels on rooftops, less waste, better water use, and a shared mindset of gratitude. At New Creation, we see this as faith in action. It's not about being trendy or green, it's about aligning our choices with our faith. Stewardship of the earth is part of living in grace, of caring for what God loves. We live in a world that often pulls us between consumption and conservation, comfort and conscience. But creation itself reminds us of balance, beauty, and responsibility. The earth is resilient, yet not limitless. Our call is to live with gratitude, humility, and care, to use what we need, share what we can, and give back where possible. As we continue our journey as a faith community, may we keep listening to scripture, to science, and to God's quiet voice, reminding us that the earth was never ours to own, but ours to tend. Thanks for listening. May God guide your steps this week as you live out faith through simple acts of care for creation, for others, and for yourself. Thanks for listening to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a friend. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday worship, offered live at our church, interactively on Zoom, and live streamed on our YouTube channel. All the details you need can be found at www.newcreationlutheranchurch.org. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can give through the links on our website or text the word GIVE to 844-703-9144. That's text GIVE to 844-703-9144. We're grateful to have you with us. See you next time.